Hi, and welcome to Boom It's on the Blockchain. We are on our 87th show, and we are joined by our friend out in India, Arpan Mondal. How are you, Arpan?
I'm perfect. I've come with lots of update to share to the audience. Yeah, I'm very happy to come back again and talk with the people.
Perfect, perfect. So just to recap everyone out there, Arpan's launched this utility token. It is called FTDAO, Fun Token DAO. It has been trading for 92 days. It has gone up a little bit since its original launch price of 1 cent. And it is trading today, I checked before we came online, at 0.01845 cents, Arpan. So initially it was out in just one exchange, but recently it's listed in another exchange. So start off with Arpan. Just explain to the viewers why it's a utility token.
So Fun Token DAO, it's a utility token. Why? Let's very crucially understand that. So we are not basically a meme coin. Just for a fun, we have not created this project. This project have a meaning, have a purpose. So instead of like having an unpractical application, we actually have a practical application within the space of ecosystem that we operate under the industry of ESG, environment, social, and gas. Like holders of FTDAO will gain access to the range of benefits, including participation in green energy projects. Like there, we will list multiple green energy projects into our DAO voting software, where people can come and directly vote. And each vote will be recorded in a transaction. Each vote will be on-chain. And this is also providing like investment opportunities in sustainable technologies and thus reduce transaction fees within FTDAO ecosystem.
Tell us a little bit more how the DAO voting system actually works.
Okay. So DAO voting system is equal for every participant, whoever is coming. Suppose you have a million token, you will not have a partiality chances of investing 100 million tokens into a particular project. Rather, you'll have only one FTDAO token. That's what makes it special. Because like if you go in a democratic system, like every person has one voting right, right? So that make it very democratic decision for that project. So in our mechanism also, we have the same case. Like you have only one token to vote. Rather, you might have 100,000 token. It doesn't matter. But when you are voting for a project, you can appeal with your vote a single yes or no. That's the only choice. We have made this so that like so that token holders will have certain rights that can influence a certain decision, right? So we have to make sure that every holder should have only one vote to influence a certain decision. That's make it equality. So we are there for equality for every person out there and every project onto our platform.
So you know, you told me it's been operating on the same system as like PancakeSwap. Other different DAO voting software out there. So go a bit about the system, what's been built, and how everything's recorded on chain.
So we have primarily choose Snapshot because like it's a very standard organization. Like it's being used by a big company, that is, you know, all know PancakeSwap. So we have chose this platform so that it's easy for everyone out there, so that we can send directly some proposals and people can come, can log in using their MetaMask ID, and they can vote directly. So this is a platform where people can come and suppose we have listed some proposal. Suppose there is a project that we recently had a proposal into platform, should we list into AzitBridge Exchange? That's a sneak peek of our next news. So then people, actually we got some votes that says we should list or we should not list. Then everything is recorded on-chain and even displayed onto your monitor wherever you are being from anywhere in the planet. So suppose you vote for a yes, you vote for a no. And every decision has been used as a token. And that token can be seen as BSC scan or Ether scan. And that every transaction can be shown in like on-chain. So it's very transparent and very secure. Like every vote, we know where it is coming from. And we know it's so much transparent because of transparency.
And I think it is democratic because if it was about money, whoever had the most tokens would obviously influence every decision. But I like the way whether you've got 1,000 tokens or whether you've just come on bought 10 tokens, you're allowed to take part in the DAO, and your vote counts the same as the person who's got a million tokens. And I also like the way that you've set this up, whereby it's sort of defining the company with the ideology behind it. And, you know, each week or every couple of weeks, you're setting up a vote. So go over some of the early votes that have been set up in the DAO and the design of these things.
So every DAO has a form of a legal structure. So this does not have any central governing body, but they still need to make some decision that influence that organization's future. So we are democratizing this purpose through using of a DAO. By virtue of operating on the blockchain, a free DAO will represent like immutable ownership and provide for transparent distribution that will make FTDAO owners ideally suited for a distributed decision. So we are distributing decision among any number of people who are joining our community by using a DAO.
So every single time, let me get my head. So every single time you set a vote on chain, anybody who has a token holder, and whether that's one token or a million tokens, they log in, they register with the DAO, the system automatically sees their wallet and sees that they've actually got tokens, and therefore they're now allowed to vote, and this vote's held on chain. They can see their vote, but it's anonymous because all it is wallet addresses.
Yes.
So that's interesting. So give us a bit more specifics in terms of the types of votes you're looking for before we speak about the one with ASBIT.
Okay. So the types of vote that you're looking for, our topic is sustainable energy and its core future, because we are the future of investing in sustainable energy. So every topic that comes to our platform is something related to sustainable energy, some parts of net zero, some part of environmental cause. So that is what your core focus is on. So you could see onto our platform that we have posted a proposal for, do you believe there should be a future with net zero oil? So we are really concerned about Mother Earth. So that's what the topics that is coming up. Suppose any kind of global warming topics, any kind of like fossil fuel topics, we are always there to create a proposal and to create public awareness among that, to know what people of Earth demands for, people of Earth need for, like it's for the environment or against the environment. Like we have seen that, is that COP28 president correct when he claims that there is no science behind fossil fuel phase outs? So we are really working on this concerning issues of the environmental and create a proposal on that on chain, so that everybody, we know that every vote is transparent on that sustainable energy sector.
Yeah, so you're providing educational background for people as well. So they're learning about the environment, learning about, so what happened at COP28.
Yes.
You know, that you talked there about net zero oil. You know, I'm a great believer in net zero oil. I think that the future's, we're going to have oil here for the rest of our days on this planet anyway. That's for sure, Arvind. Right. And then the generations and generations after us. The reason CO2 emissions have gone down in Europe and the US essentially over the last 20 years is the switch from coal to natural gas. So, you know, and if we start seeing natural gas, Elon Musk says natural gas is the future. So people need to understand it. And I think it's interesting you provide background information for people, and they either get to do for, against, or abstain on these votes as well. And it sort of drives the direction of the company and part and allowing people to be part of this decision-making process. You know, anyone out there, if you've got tokens, you know, I've got some tokens, I can take part in the vote that's coming up there, which is interesting. The whole process is interesting to me as well. Right. This is essentially how elections in the future can potentially be done. Absolutely. Is through similar types of on-chain voting system. Right. But the interesting one that you talked about there, Arvind, was the ASBIT exchange. Yeah. Now, obviously, you know, that was put up as, should FTDAO list on the ASBIT exchange?
Yes.
And everyone voted for, and you followed through and listed on the exchange. Give a bit of background about what's happened there, Arvind, and what's exciting about the ASBIT exchange.
So the primary reason, let's be realistic. So it's a tier two exchange, as we all know, as ASBIT exchange. So right now, if you compare to the CMC coin market cap, it's almost 50th largest exchange in the world. And one of the main reasons was it's a five-year-old exchange where people have built trust over years. So we have gone through them rather than some exchange coming up in 2-3 years, spooking some numbers and showing that. So they have proven for years. Also, another thing is the exchange is supported by Roger Ver, that is AZBit Advisor. So he is the founder of Bitcoin.com. So that was one of the most influential decisions, because if he is trusting this exchange, and many people will do that. It's a very easy exchange to use. Just you can use your Gmail address or your MetaMask address to the login. Then you can deposit your USDD tokens there, your Theta tokens there, and you can directly buy AVAX token. You can directly buy. It's almost a 3-4 step process. You just log in with your wallet, then you go, you just deposit some USDD. Then you can search FTDAO, enter, buy, boom, with the current price, done. It's 3-step process. It will take around 15 to 20 seconds, and you are ready to participate in investing in the future of such an energy.
So once they've bought the FTDAO tokens, how can they register to vote?
So there are two ways actually going in that way. First is like you can directly go to Snapshot, or you can directly come to a website. It's funtokens.io. Come to the community page. We'll directly head to the Snapshot where you can directly log in using your MetaMask wallet. And that's how you're automatically joining the community. And that's how you can directly vote. So everything is happening in a very automatic way. And just using your wallet, just do the login, simple login steps. Boom. You are on the proposal page. Now you can vote, abstain, or for, against, or abstain. Everything is there for you.
So Arben, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the roadmap and the company itself. And, you know, you've come a long way in a short period of time, but just give a bit of insight to what's actually happened, essentially the next 6 months and what's coming up in the next 6 months with FTDAO.
Okay. So first of all, we are very happy at this stage, like the way we are growing. We are already 80% up when you are initially listed. So when you say listed, we are at 1 cent, then we move to TokPi, then now we are at Azbit. So it's been a very long journey. We are initially planned for 10 exchanges, but we have seen that it's very a long process. It takes time. Then we have thought like, let's go in a slow process, but in a proper way. Then we have seen proper growth. We have seen onboarded peoples. We have got like proper community where people are joining us. And we are in the side by side. We are also working on a development part where we build our DAO's voting software where people can come and directly vote using their token. And now we are already listed on the exchange. So as early people will come, they will get at a better price. We are already 80% up. That's the thing. So we are in a constant way of developing. We have a strategic planning how we'll go in next year. Like in next year, it's very quite evident that we cannot list in a tier one exchange directly. So for that, we'll be listing in many tier two exchanges out there. And that's how we're going to expand our business globally. And after that, by the end of Q2, we are actually thinking of onboarding energy projects onto our platform. So our first project might you see in Q2 of 2024. And that's how our journey going to go. And by the end of 2024 or by the Q3 of 2024, we are trying to aim to at least list in Q1, tier one exchanges out there. So that's our total aim. And like if we go to our total this much journey, this has been an amazing journey. Like not only a part of listing where we have come as a growth from the price of the token, but as well as part of the technological growth that we had. We've actually worked throughout the software and that is also being built through this month. So we are already working every day and night to make this possible for the people to make a decentralized organization where people can come, join the community and vote. So that's what our primary goal was for these few months. And we have achieved that. And we have surely our future goals also will achieve that as well. So that's our priority. Yeah.
For people to understand, you know, why the day traders go on to these tier three, tier two exchanges. But, you know, having been involved in following Arben and FTDAO there is, you know, your smaller coins when they're coming out or smaller cryptocurrencies or smallest blockchain projects, they've got to start on these sort of tier three, tier two exchanges to get visibility and build up the community. It's not like you're just going to go on to crypto.com and they're going to accept you straight away, or going on to Binance, or going on to, you know, some of the other big crypto exchanges that people know over in the, here in the US and Europe and over in Asia, things like that. You've got to build it up there. And then, you know, that's interesting. Obviously, Azbit's a good one there as well. You know, obviously, I know Roger Ver, not personally, but know people from Bitcoin.com. When I was involved with the Libertarian Party, with Adam Kokesh and John McAfee, when they were running for president, vice president, we had that project to tokenize federal assets under AmeriCoin, and Bitcoin.com and representatives of Bitcoin.com were involved in the community when we're building that. So everybody out there knows Bitcoin.com, and you know, it is the sort of leading publication. You know, Roger Ver, obviously known as Bitcoin Jesus, he is the sort of, you know, whether he's Satoshi Nakamoto, no one actually knows, but people have said that. Potentially he's too young, but I don't think he's that young there. You know, people have said, is he Satoshi? You know, is he could be as much as anyone to be Satoshi Nakamoto. So to be involved with someone that's got the backing of this exchange, but it is a tier two exchange. But what it will allow people is to come in early and get involved in that. And obviously, you know, prices are going to fluctuate. And then the other thing people got to realize is, you know, all prices of any secondary cryptocurrency or coins out there is affected by Bitcoin. If Bitcoin goes up, then everyone else's prices go up. Bitcoin goes down, generally your prices go down there as well. People are out there and they're dabbling in crypto. You know, why do you want to go there? Well, maybe I could get into one of these coins early. If the community grows, if it has a reasonable project, it can list in one of the bigger exchanges. And at that point there, it can potentially grow and you've basically gotten early. But tell us a little bit more about what you're doing face-to-face, you know, out in India. I know you went out to Dubai earlier in the year to one of the hackathon events. Just give a bit of insight to some of the stuff that you're doing. And what's interesting about what you and Touche, who's also in the company as well, in terms of the marketing consultant, have been doing in terms of your AI projects as well, Arpan. Yeah. Because I think people need to understand that you're not just FT DAO, that you're this guy in cutting edge with artificial intelligence, been working with Google and their AI, and some of the things you've been working on, Arpan.
So we are also working on a project that is called Diced. So it's an AI marketplace. Like, we have known in this few years, like, so seen millions of AI tools. People are already focusing on building multiple tools. Then I thought, if I create a new tool, how can I create credibility? Right? So that is what happened to now FTDAO is. FTDAO, we are listing on tier two exchanges because of credibility. We want to create credibility among people. So in the same way, suppose if I create a new AI tool in the market, how can I create credibility? There is no such marketplace. You're just creating a tool, launching a website, and boom, it works. It doesn't work, you don't know. But if there is no such a centralized marketplace, so that's what we are working for. We are creating a centralized marketplace where people can list their AI tools and they can monetize from the directly from that platform. So I thought this is a market gap that is not being satisfied, right? So that's, I thought I jump into this idea. I worked on a few months. Then I talked in Delhi. I talked in Mumbai about this. I talked in Dubai about this. So I've been to places talking about AI marketplace and as well as FTDAO. So I'm not a guy who is not focused on not only on blockchain, but as well as artificial intelligence. So I've been working on this all cutting edge technologies. I've been working on cloud as well. Every AI tool need a high computing machines. So I know a little bit of cloud as well. I know a little bit of DevOps as well. So this helps me to curate all these parts and make not only FTDAO a success, but also newer ideas, newer technology field. Let me feel free to try and test those areas and create some valuable products. We want to be a coin that is built on top of technology that people trust due to transparency. So that's what my goal is. Like, everything which we are doing, you can see, right? So that's what better can be than that. Every decision you are taking, we are implementing that. So that is what making us a democratic organization
you know, I know you've worked for Google on their sort of AI programs, but for people to understand, coming from, say, the West, and what's happening in India right now in terms of the amount of people involved in developing artificial intelligence.
So people of India is very developer-centric in part of AI. If you see in the last few months, you can see that 25% of the GitHub AI contribution is being done by an Indian. So 1/4 of the world AI contribution is doing by India. So I think this is the industry that India have picked, not only their developers. I think this is due to their educational culture. This is being implemented in their college days, in the school days, because in India, from the school, you are learning Python. That's what is being used to train AI models. And that is one of the reasons, like, people are very getting aware at a very early age. That is what allowing them to work on this technology, making them aware. So what India has done better is that they are making people aware about AI, and that's how people are choosing. And you can see directly the result that 25% of the GitHub contribution is being done by Indian for in the AI sector.
Yeah, that's super interesting. It gives a bit of insight to people there that 25% of the global technology that's getting developed in the world right now is getting developed out of India. You know, people are now starting to understand that India's... I was getting all excited about blockchain. You know, when we first got you on the show, I think probably about a year ago or six, 7 months ago. Yeah, probably a year ago now, Arvind, that you start speaking about 25,000 blockchain developers are involved in this network, that you're going to all these different events. But now you're talking about artificial intelligence. Now, for people to think about, you know, what blockchain, there's a lot of AI behind blockchain. You know, it's sort of merging together. You're talking about cloud computing. Everything's sort of merging together as one. But it's one of those things, Art, but if you don't, it's not like you're jumping on the bandwagon. Artificial intelligence is coming around so fast right now that there's no stopping what this is about to do in terms of technology. So just to finish off for our viewers on the podcast, can you give your thoughts of where AI is going to be in the next, you know, 18 months to 3 years, and where your place is going to be in it?
In 18 months to 3 years, we're going to see a lot of rise in the development of AI sector, because we're going to see a lot of better models in AI. In this, my meaning of the word saying is that we have now some few tested presets model about that. But as people are using ChatGPT, every day you are training that ChatGPT model. In rather say after 3 years, that model going to be better and provide better results. So that's how AI train with your data. So after 3 years, which I feel is that we're going to have a huge market cap for AI space. It's going to be a $1.4 trillion industry, I think so, as far as I remember. So it will create very micro industries as well. So AI will enable not only a big companies for the big companies, but it will create some micro industries for the people to work on. If you see for AI call centers, like, people are using AI callings with their customers through AI customers, right? The customers is being called by AI agents, and almost 60% of the customers doesn't recognize that it's a real human or an AI. So it is going to be a part of very important automation industry. Second is customer care, and third is some part of the logistics. So yeah, I think those are the part of the industries that are going to be very impacted, as well as like going for transport. Like, you people of US have already experienced what Tesla is, automated driving. So if we can implement this in India, this will be a very big chaos. So we need to be geographically specific about what we are developing, because almost 70 lakh people of India are drivers. So if you do that in India, 70 lakh people lost their jobs. But it's a very serious thing. We need to create regulation, regulating body, how to implement those and everything, because AI can be dangerous.
Yeah. And then if you're thinking of numbers as well, that the AI industry last year or this year, 2023, is over $150 billion. By 2032, as Arpin said, you're looking at $1.3 trillion. Right. And, you know, potentially it could, you know, extrapolate a lot bigger than that as well. So that's how huge this industry is getting into. And it's super interesting that Arpan's there on the cutting edge of this technology. And he's got this token behind it as well that he's trying to develop on this as well. So just to finish things off, Arpan, we'll obviously get you back on for future developments of the token. But can you let the viewers know where they can find out more information about the token?
Yes.
Or FTDAO? So,
yes. Every information is available on fundtokens.io. Or just go to the Google. Just type FTDAO. You will find every link. Every live coin watch. You can go there. Just see the live price coin. You can just go to Azbit. Just type FTDAO. You can buy the token. So for make you very simple, let me flex. Just go to the Google, just type FTDAO. Everything is available. Whether it's a YouTube video of us, whether it's exchange, whether it's live predictions, everything is available. A article, a proposal for snapshot, everything is available. Or just for and if you don't want to do that, want to be more specific, just go to funtoken.io. That's it. That's it.
Perfect. Right. Well, thanks very much for coming on the show again today. Appreciate your time, Arpan.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Alistair, for calling me up. And I'm very happy to share the updates about FTDAO. And we are getting very serious in this developing aspect of FTDAO because we want to create a new generation where people could invest in sustainable energy in a very transparent way. And we are so happy to share this news with your audience. And I hope many people will join our community and directly vote in future energy projects as well. It's been amazing to talk to you over a few minutes, and it's been a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Arpan. And then next time I'll get the morning slot in, and then Arpan the evening slot, that I've not had to be on the Death Star with apologies for the old flicking of the hair today, everybody. Okay, well, thanks very much. That's been excellent with Arpan today. You've been watching Boom It's on the Blockchain. My name's Alistair Caithness. Have a nice day.